Morning. Awarangi Jury is the Chief Operating Officer for our Whānau Water Commissioning Agency. But quite obviously, as we look to establish a health direction for ourselves, by Māori, for Māori, much of what has been learnt from the Whānau Water model will be incorporated into the way a new entity operates. Also, it's worth noting too that Awarangi's dad, Mason Jury, has spearheaded a program to draft together some talented Māori who will consider the steps needed to really have an impact on our overall health. And the last of these, we're talking about the establishment of a Māori health authority in Rotorua today. That's where we find Awarangi this morning. Tēnā koe, Awarangi.
Kia ora, Dale.
It's good to talk with you. Again. Pretty impressive lineup that your dad has put together. I'm not surprised, though. But just more on these series of hui, because we've spoken with John and others as you've travelled across the country. What feedback do you sense our people are seeking regarding the plans going forward? How much interest is there in what's going on with a Māori Health Authority or an organisation with a similar focus and name?
Oh, kia ora, Dale. Well, probably the first thing is, before getting feedback from our people, is actually providing them with evidential data about the actual value and worth of funding in the total health reform package and currently the state of play about what is going to Māori, by Māori, for Māori, and what has done being done by others for Māori on their behalf. And at each of these hui, the intention is to share the data and the statistics coming out of that, which is quite shocking. And when those statistics are shared about the total volume of money that is for Māori being delivered by others on our behalf, it's an absolute aha moment in each of the two hui we've held to date about we have been pitted against each other, to compete against each other, provider against provider, iwi against iwi, for a very small, targeted, for Māori, by Māori amount of funding, when in fact we have not been part of the total picture of the total spend for Māori that has been done by others, not just the spend that's just been done by ourselves. And that has been a hugely significant point. We've had two hui so far, for Tamaki Makaurau and Te Tai Tukurau. We've come together to look at the northern region. We've held a hui at Pipitia Marae for the lower North Island and our collectors in the lower North Island. And today is our third hui for Te Puku o Te Whenua, which is by far the greatest number of collectives that we're here to hui with. Te Puku o Te Whenua is being hosted by Te Arawa. It includes Waikato Tainui, over to Te Tai Rāwhiti, Bay of Plenty, Taranaki, Ngāti Rangi, Tūwhare Tua. These are huge number of collectives. And so that will be a lot more complicated discussion, but the results today will just be exactly the same, and probably far worse in some areas of Te Puku o Te Whenua about what is happening with the funding. So when you share that information about the bigger picture of the funding, it means as Māori, this is our moment in time to actually think differently, act differently about the leadership we must have as a united voice about the total picture, rather than what has happened since the 1990s, being asked to compete against each other for small parts of the pie.
So once presented, and we've had to do our own assessment through social value and the like with those tools that have been developed by our Māori people to track how effective government spending has been. Where do you think that we would be able to do better? Is it getting sucked up in bureaucratic and administrative processes, much of the pūtea that really needs to hit the street, Awarangi? Where do you sense that we'll be able to do, where do you sense and why do you sense that we'll be able to do a much better job?
For a number of reasons, but the first is that is the first time in history we have had a government and previous governments over the last 6 years fund for the very first time a for Māori, by Māori population policy, which is called Whānau Ora. And when you invest in a for Māori, by Māori population-based formula, where you're not competing each other, You give money through a mechanism that enables Māori to do their own solutions on the ground that works for them. That is where the magic happens. And that is where you start to see our people to actually achieve outcomes, but not outcomes for a moment in time, outcomes that are enduring. So the evidential model is already in place through whānau ora. And that has come to the fore, as we've seen in COVID, because it's come to the fore in another way. It united everyone, and it showed when everyone has stood down, we have an ecosystem, a leadership across the whole of Te Puke o Te Whenua, across the whole of Te Kau Māui, across the whole of whānau ora, where all our partners came together for the greater good of our people. And that is the momentum we need to continue and leverage off when we look at the focus of reforms. Not just the Māori Health Authority, but how they're talking about three new regional health authorities across North Island. We're not just going to be part of the For Māori by Māori funding. We need to be part of the total conversation. But some of the thinking that's come through is that we need to look at what not just comes to us for For Māori by Māori, how our partners right across our Māori organisations are united in continuing to ensure there's a mechanism for auditing and managing those who will provide on our behalf, are accountable to our own, or ensuring that outcomes do occur. So the conversation is very much in the early stages, but it's a conversation we wanted to ensure started with a ground-up approach with our people on the ground, not waiting for consultation from a government agency who has already made a whole lot of assumptions about where they think Māori may or may not fit into the picture of reforms. So it's a massive, massive change for us because the 1990s, as we started to be our own Māori providers, we were about getting our providerships up, getting our organisation strong, digging down deep and holding tight, and holding tight to that. It's a different type of leadership that is now having to come to the fore through whānau ora as an example. If we want to look at the total picture of what we rightfully do and what our rightful value is, we need to lead and act in a collective way like we have never done before.